This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, Mark. It's Frank and Jake. We need to talk to you. We got a problem with Jake's braces. We need your advice. We put a call into the doctor, but of course he can't get there until tomorrow. And you're not there listening to this, I guess, or pick up. But call me when you get this message. I'll call yourself. Bye.
Hey guys, is Jake at the hospital or something? Somebody give me a buzz and tell me how things turned out. Bye.
Okay, you couldn't have scripted that if you wanted to. That was real life. Frank and Debbie, Jake was, I don't know, 10, 12, when do you get braces? And I had adult braces, so Jake was driven over by Frank to my house, and we sterilized some, I don't know if I use needle nose pliers, or that's what the orthodontist uses, or tweezers, but sterilized them and bent it back in shape. It was nothing, and it was pretty funny. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Okay. We have a great guest today. Last week, I dedicated the program to the memory of John DiLibretto, who lived locally, born, raised. He was an attorney. And James Ballantyne, a local attorney, met him the same year I met John, 1989, when I first got licensed. And they were both attorneys. They have... And James gave the eulogy for John, one of three people, at the mission last week where I went. And so James had some real estate-related stories and non-real estate legal stories with John DiLibretto, and he agreed to come on and discuss them. So he'll come on in the second segment, fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year-to-date. Speaking of stats, and I'll save that. Okay, we have year-to-date stats. Oh, inventory. Oh, first, last week I mentioned two new listings came on for the same price of $3,950,000. One had sold for $1,190,000 September 2019, been remodeled, an additional structure, ADU. Okay, $1,190,000 in 2019, September. Now almost $4 million, and it's already in escrow. The other one, not certain if that's in escrow. I've known Chris and Lisa Cullen forever. They host Garden Gossip, Montecito Landscape, and they come to your house, Chris will, just for a free, no-obligation consult. And I discovered that they have a newsletter, a bi-monthly newsletter. It's BI monthly. You don't buy it. It's free. Bi-monthly newsletter. Go to MontecitoLandscape.com, MontecitoLandscape.com. You can check it out. So before we do year-to-date stats, I'll just tell you a little bit about the inventory. We have 183 listings that are single-family homes from Carpinteria to Goleta that are on the market, that are available, that are not in escrow. And 13 weeks ago, April 13th, 2022, this is for the week ending basically the end of July 2022, week 30, we had 91 listings to look at. And now we have 183. So you go, wow, that's impressive. It doubled. And it is impressive, but bear in mind, 183 is still excruciatingly and painfully low, but not as bad as last year. But historically, it's ridiculously low. Now, I took a look at last year at this time. We had 127 listings to look at. And as I stated today, 183. But I also went back to 2021, the week of April 13th, 13 weeks earlier than today. And the inventory was 125. So in 2021, over a 13-week period, starting April 13th, it went from 125 to 127. And this year, 2022, it went from 91 to 183. So we're moving in the correct direction, but still fewer sales this year. But again, when I compare to last year, it's not even fair. Last year was such a crazy fluke. But compared to 2020, you know, year to date, we're averaging 19 a week. In 2020, we're averaging 18.2 per week. And 2019 was 20.6. 2018 was 20.1. 2017 was 22.8, almost 23. So 19 per week is, you know, on the low side, but it's not, but I don't know if it's going to get, I think it's going to get lower because right now we have 60 listings in escrow for the week ending July 29th, 2022. Last year we had 148. So I see the listings, the number of sales going down. I don't see prices going down. Year-to-date median price still $2,275,000. It was at $2.3 million. But here's something I did without Hope Ranch and Montecito, the Festivus for the rest of us. You can go back, and I'm going to start in 2019. For the first 30 weeks of the year 2019, 500 sales, median price, $1,172,000. In fact, forget the number of sales. Let's just look at the median price. First 30 weeks of the year without Montecito and Hope Ranch, 2019, $1,172,000. 2020, $1,187,000. So the same. 2021, first 30 weeks of the year without Hope Ranch and Montecito, it jumps to $1,620,000. That's $400,000. That's a big jump. Big jump. This year, it's $1,950,000. Crazy. Crazy jump. Almost $2 million median price. Back in 2019, it was just under $1,002,000, and now it's $1,950,000, again, for the first 30 weeks of the year, and taking out Hope Ranch and Montecito. Montecito only $5.4 million. Last year, it was just under $5 million. And the years before that, $3.6, $2.8, $2.8, almost $3 million in 2017. And overall, as I mentioned, $2,275,000 is the median price for the first 30 weeks, all-inclusive from Carpinteria to Goleta. Last year was $2,050,000, and before that, $1,004,000, $1,003,000, $1,003,000, $1,250,000. So huge progression on the median sales price, number of sales going low. We did inventory. Look at that, being very efficient today. So maybe I can tell you, I saw the talking about stats, so I'm giving you all these stats. And am I telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I'm trying. But, you know, I joked one week that the inventory under $1 million doubled. It went, but it went from one to two. So that would be misleading if I didn't tell you it went from one to two. So I saw this article in the Times about, and the headline is, LA's COVID death rate tops San Francisco by 70%. Well, what does that mean? That sounds horrible. That sounds like a huge jump. Well, they were talking about weekly deaths per 10 million. They don't really tell you how many weeks. And then they give you the cumulative death rate, and they give you that per million. So you can't immediately, so you got to extrapolate it out. And so then I did the math. And really, the headline could have been that the LA Bay Area, I'm sorry, it could have been that the Bay Area weekly death rate hits almost 50%, their cumulative death rate, and the LA County weekly death rate is only 30% of its cumulative death rate. So it's a completely different story from the headline. Did I do this correctly? I don't know. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a statistician. But I think I did. I sent it to Frank, and he never got back to me. He's the engineer. We got to trust Frank. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with attorney James Ballantyne, if you've got the time. And we're going to talk a little bit about real estate stories and general legal stories with him and his buddy, John D. Loretto, which he gave a eulogy for last week at the Mission. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.